Lunchtime Manicure.
In New York City, no self-respecting woman would be caught dead without perfectly manicured hands. The reason? Hundreds of drop-in nail bars, all designed to have you buffed, polished and out within a time frame that fits perfectly into your lunch hour. Well, the finger phenomenon has come to London and I'm here to check it out. How long does a manicure take?
Quick manicure is 25 minutes. It should really be a very quick manicure and not a luxury treatment. It should be done in 25 minutes. It shouldn't take any longer and certainly not any less. So in a standard manicure, you would have attention paid to the cuticle, file and shape. This is what we call the lunchtime manicure. This is where, obviously, we have a lot of office workers around here. So they need to come in their lunch break to be able to achieve their manicure or after work.
What are the most fashionable shapes at the moment for nails?
The oval is coming back in.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. The square has been around for now about 12 months, 2 years. Well, it has been predominantly square. Short and square and neat.
And what are the fashions in terms of colours?
Colours at the moment, we've got a lovely choice because all the pastels are in. All the soft blues, soft pinks, soft greens, the lilacs. Those are the most popular shades at the moment. Everybody loves those.
What's the most popular nail colour in your salons?
French manicure.
Is it? Still, the traditional French manicure?
Still French manicure. I think, obviously, because there's no limitation on coordinating colour with outfits. And if you're having a lot of changes, then obviously the French manicure is so easy to go with.
What are the fashionable nail lengths?
Nail length is determined by lifestyle, definitely by lifestyle. If you have somebody who's IT and on the keyboard all the time, then obviously there's going to be too much stress on the natural nail plate, you know, if they're using them all the time. You have to take in account when you consult your client what their lifestyle is. Are they sporty? Are they IT? Do they do a lot of gardening? Or are they a lady of leisure that can shop all the time and get away with not having to put the stress on the natural nail? A manicure should be part of your regular beauty regime. This particular product, the massage oil, very, very popular. Even, in fact, I think we sell as much to men as we do women. A perfect manicure for home care. Obviously, pick your ideal time. And give yourself time if you're going to do it at home. Obviously, you can push back the cuticle. You would file in the direction to the centre of the nail. Then you would buff the nail to the shine or to the finish. Apply a very, very good quality base coat or a protein treatment, depending what your manicurist has suggested for you. And then you polish. Two coats of polish and one coat of top coat. But remember, the drying time is very, very important to the finished manicure. And as I said, possibly complete one hand one and then do the other one. I usually actually get a video out if I'm really doing a serious manicure at home pedicure. And then I force myself to sit there and not doing anything.
And between polishes at home, could I use my own hairdryer?
You certainly could, as long as you placed it on a cool setting.
Right, so it has to be cold, not hot.
A cool setting, not a warm setting. Will accelerate the polish drying time.